Good afternoon. Skies will be partly to mostly sunny today as strong winds will persist. Gusts may still approach 50 miles per hour through the afternoon hours. Highs will top out into the upper 20s to near 30, but wind chills will remain in the single digits. There will be much less wind on Sunday and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Highs will be up into the upper 20s and lower 30s. A weak upper-level disturbance may bring the slight chance for a few snow showers or flurries later on Sunday night and early Monday morning, but that should be very isolated. Early next week, we'll top out into the lower 30s on Monday before another storm system heads our way with the potential for snow on Tuesday. Right now, it looks like a moderate accumulation of snow is possible, but a changeover to a wintry mix looks likely later on Tuesday. For Wednesday, we'll see the chance for some rain or snow showers as highs will reach the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front that exited the East Coast on Friday has delivered an air mass more typical of this time of the year compared to the recent warm weather over the past few days. Temperatures are expected to be near or below average for much of the eastern half of the U.S. for this weekend as a strong and expansive surface high from Canada governs the overall weather pattern. The coldest locations are expected across the northern plains and upper Midwest, where high temperatures are forecast to remain either in the single digits or slightly below zero for locations near the Canadian border. There will also be some lake effect snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes for this weekend, owing to the cold air advection. The western U.S. will host another winter storm through the weekend as a cold upper low generates a surface low pressure system across the Pacific Northwest. Snow levels will be lower than usual with this event, reaching sea level across western Washington and northwestern Oregon. Winter storm warnings are now in effect for the Sierra Nevada to Washington State and northwest Montana, where storm total accumulations are likely to exceed 6 inches and well over a foot likely for the higher elevations. By Sunday, Gulf moisture surging northward is forecast to intersect a frontal boundary situated across the central plains to the Ohio Valley. This is expected to result in a zone of moderate to locally heavy rainfall from the Ark-La-Tex region to Kentucky on Sunday and Sunday night, with some areas getting over an inch of rain. Light snow and a wintry mix is likely north of the front across the northern Ohio Valley to southern New England, and this will include the potential for some freezing rain. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 86 at Gainesville and also Jacksonville, Florida. The lowest temperature was 36 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, highs into the middle 30s. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, highs into the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, highs only into the lower 20s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 33. The average low temperature is 16. The record high is 57 set back in 1925. The record low was 20 below zero set back in 1934. The sunrise this morning was at 7:01 a.m. The sunset is at 5:19 p.m. That's 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 33 seconds more than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny and windy today, highs into the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows into the upper single digits. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies and windy today, highs into the lower 30s. Clear skies tonight, lows into the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny and windy today, highs into the middle 20s, increasing clouds with a few snow showers possible tonight, lows into the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today, highs into the upper 20s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly to mostly sunny and windy today, highs into the upper 20s, mostly clear tonight, lows into the middle teens. Region-wide for Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 30. Monday, partly sunny, the chance for a few early snow showers, highs into the lower 30s. For Tuesday, we'll have widespread snow changing to a wintry mix late, highs into the lower 30s. Wednesday, the chance for some rain and snow showers, highs into the lower 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs into the upper 30s. And for Friday, the chance for some snow, a wintry mix, and also some rain, and highs will be near 40. Enjoy your Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.